I came to this class not knowing anything. And at first I was nervous. What is it that I'm expecting? I didn't know what to expect, but I just knew that I wanted to learn. And through the sessions, I've gained a lot of experience. You just mentioned blogging. There was that workshop which I did attend, the blogging, and later on when I wanted to sit down and do my own blog, and I was like, who can I help? Where can I start? Then I said, no, I'm in this course. I'm going to teach myself now how to do things and stop asking people a lot. Let me put my hands and my head down and do things. So, but I've learned a lot, and things like a podcast. Now I can even show off at school interval. I say, okay, I'll see you later. I'm no longer in the class, in the staff room. I'm, you know, on my own now, listening to my podcast, all my lessons. So I was like, what is that? Broadcasting? I said, no, it's podcasting. I'll teach you later on about these things. I'm still learning. So things like those, I'm a person who likes showing off once I've learned something. So I'm just getting there now to show everything that I've learned here. I really enjoyed this course. I wish I could maybe for the whole year just doing dealing with ICTs, because it's a very short time to learn many things. You know, but it was good for me, and I'm glad that I did it.
We all use ICTs, and you find that until your mind is opened up on other affordances that ICTs can actually offer, you begin to wonder that almost like what the exposure was that almost any type of ICT tool can be adopted for education. And that was one of the biggest thing that I learned, that you would use ICTs mainly for social interaction, but these gadgets and the tools can also be used more usefully. Okay, when you are using them socially, they are being used usefully, but in education, they would be, I think, become more useful. And but another thing to take note of is that there are quite a number of technologies out there, but the designers of courses should not just jump in just because they are these tools. Okay, I think still from what we have been exposed to is still the outcomes of a course and what is required to impart on, or the knowledge that is required to impart onto students should come first, really. And these ICTs can be used as part of from what I see, as part of the gadgets which assist, really, in efficient implementation of education. One other thing which I was of interest was I'm coming from the ICT background, and the theories, I was quite interested in the theories that were introduced, and from that I think one would shape the way they would design their courses and so forth. You one need to know what has been happening before for one to forge ahead. I think basically that's
all right. Yes, also for me, I found this course very helpful and useful. There are a number of tools which I realized that they can be of great value into education, and one of them is the resources. The way that the resources were organized, the way that we were able to access them, and literature as well as some slides there, they actually help us to be able to access the content of the whole course easily. And that way, if we also transfer that in a real situation in education, it shows how that can be helpful for learners. We put all relevant material together, and that can itself be very helpful. Furthermore, when you come to the postcard, I've also noticed that the importance of the postcards in our context, especially when we are writing the reflections, they have been very helpful. We have revisited them for the lessons, and we kind of relived the lessons and got more ideas or more understanding on what we have been discussing. In that way, I think this can also be applicable in real learning situation. And I've also noted that we can even transport the material from podcasts. They are mobile, and we can access them even when one is offline. That's what I've noted, and can also be very, very, very helpful. Another thing is about forums.